Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what just happened 5 minutes ago yesterday?
Yes. Ezra is the original Salt Bae.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, I missed an opportunity. Oh, my God. I wish I would have said that. Oh, I hate myself for missing that.
Sorry. I got it covered.
Oh,
I got,
Salt I got
it.
Bae.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Damn it. That was so good. And the fact that, like, I had to explain to you who Salt Bae was makes me even more mad that you're the one that came up with that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, Ezra, Salt Bae, go.
That was all I got.
Well,
you go ahead and take it from there.
And then that Artaxerxes guy, king of Persia, wrote a letter and was like, "You demand, go." And gave him silver and gold.
Right.
And they went and built all their shit.
Yeah.
And then Ezra's like, "I'm a first person this shit now."
Right. Yeah.
So
that was basically it. So that was Ezra chapter 7.
Sure as fuck was.
Salt Bae. Today we're going to be getting into
Ezra chapter 8.
All right.
I'm sorry I missed that because I was just so fucking annoyed with myself.
All right. Let's go do this.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Ezra, chapter 8.
Okay.
Continuing on. These are the head, or no, not the head, the family heads. This is the head.
Okay.
My head. These are the family heads and those registered with them who came up with me, Ezra.
Yeah.
From Babylon during the reign of King Artaxerxes.
Yeah, definitely lends to he wrote this book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm telling the story now,
right,
bitches.
Right.
It's like somebody else started and he just picked up the story and was like, no, I'm going to tell it.
Right.
I'm going to tell it now.
Or he originally wrote this bit and somebody else added the other bit in the beginning.
By the boy. Once right. upon a time.
Which is very likely.
Yeah,
actually.
That's true. So. That's true. Okay. So he's telling this list of guys. Ready?
Sure.
Of the descendants of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the descendants of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the descendants of David, Hattush. Of the descendants of Shechaniah.
What? Are you...
No,
hold
on.
Okay here?
No, hold on. Oh, see, there's a semicolon missing. Not my fault. Not my fault. Okay, so of the descendants of David, Hattush. And there should be a semicolon.
Got it.
Okay? Of the descendants of Shechaniah. And there's nobody. Of the descendants of Parash, Zechariah. And with him were registered 150 men.
Okay.
Of the descendants of Pehoth Moab, Elihonai, son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 men.
Mm-hmm.
Of the descendants of Zatu, Shechaniah, son of Jaazel, and with him 300 men. Of the descendants of Aden, Abed, son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men. Of the descendants of Elam, Jeshiah, son of Athaliah, and with him 70 men.
Okay.
Of the descendants of Shephatiah, Zebediah, son of Michael, and with him 80 men.
I mean, we got to get our list of people in every fucking book of the Bible, right?
Yeah, there's got to be a list. Of the descendants of Joab, Obadiah, son of Jehiel, and with him 218 men.
Mm.
Of the descendants of Bani, Shelomith, son of Josephiah, and with him 160 men. Of the descendants of Bibai, Zechariah, son of Bibai, and with him 28 men.
Okay.
Of the descendants of Asgad, not to be confused with Asgard.
Right, right.
Johanan, son of Hecatan, and with him 110 men. This is boring. I'm so sorry.
It really is.
Yeah.
Really is.
Apologies, y'all. But
yeah, maybe it'll pick up.
Remember, we're just reading the Bible, getting through.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We're doing this. Of the descendants of Adonikam, the last ones.
The last ones?
I don't know what that means.
Who are the first ones?
Whose names were Eliphelet. Eliphelet.
Eliphelet.
Jeuel and Shemaiah. And with them 60 men. Of the descendants of Bigvi, Uthai, and Zakir. And with them 70 men.
Okay.
I, Ezra, assembled them at the canal that flows towards Ahava.
I mean, the canal's as good a place as any.
You know the canal.
Yeah.
The one that flows toward Ahava.
Yeah.
And we camped there 3 days. When I checked among the people and the priests, I found no Levites there. What?
Oh, shit.
No Levites.
What the hell?
The fuck? You better start over.
Yeah, go get some Levites, man.
So I summoned Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jerib, Elnathan again, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, who were leaders, and Joarib and Elnathan, who were men of learning. And I ordered them to go to Iddo.
Yeah, get your asses to Iddo.
The leader of Kesephiah.
Okay.
I told them what to say to Iddo and his fellow Levites, the temple servants in Kesephiah, so that they might bring attendance to us for the house of God. Yeah, because you can't do anything without the Levites.
Right, right.
So this was almost...
A bust.
It was almost like a non-starter.
Right.
Because the gracious hand of our God was on us, they brought us Sherebiah, a capable man.
Not very capable, but capable.
Capable.
Yeah.
From the descendants of Mahli, son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah's sons and brothers, 18 in all.
Okay.
And Hashabiah, together with...
Good old Hashabiah.
I know, right? With Jeshiah from the descendants of Merari and his brothers and nephews, 20 in all.
Mm, okay.
They also brought 220 of the temple servants, a body that David and the officials had established to assist the Levites.
Mm.
All were registered by name.
Registered.
Registered.
They got their little documents that they're officially registered.
They have their cards. They got their ID cards. Yeah. There, by the Ahava Canal, I proclaimed a fast. I proclaim that we will now fast. Go!
Mostly because we're out of food.
Right. So that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask Him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road because we had told the king... The gracious hand of God is on everyone who looks to Him.
I mean, I was going to say, you know, God should protect you.
But His great anger is against all who forsake Him. End quote.
Which
right.
wouldn't be you guys, according to you guys.
Yeah, so he's like,
so
I
you're good.
Wanted to ask for some guards, but I thought that probably wouldn't look good. And so that... I did not.
Okay.
So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and He answered our prayer.
Oh, okay.
Then...
What did he answer it with?
I skipped that part.
Oh.
What's his name? I'm not Levi.
Ezra.
Ezra skipped that part.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
so
it seems like an important bit.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I'm moving on. Are you with me?
Sure, okay. I guess.
Then Ezra, set apart 12 of the leading priests, namely Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brothers, and I weighed out to them the offering... of silver and gold, and the articles that the king, his advisors, his officials, and all Israel present there had donated for the house of our God. I weighed out to them 650 talents of silver, silver articles weighing 100 talents, 100 talents of gold, 20 bowls of gold valued at 1,000 derricks.
This is on their journey, right?
Uh-huh.
What, are they just going to leave some fucking gold sitting in the goddamn desert?
And 2 fine articles of polished bronze as precious as gold. And I said to them, you, as well as these articles, are consecrated to the Lord.
Okay.
The silver and gold are a free will offering to the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Guard them carefully until you weigh them out in the chambers of the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.
Oh, that's a slick way of saying it. Okay, you guys need to carry this shit for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Before the leading priests and the Levites and the family heads of Israel.
Okay.
And so that's what I told those guys.
Yeah.
Then the priests and Levites received the silver and gold, and sacred articles that had been weighed out to be taken to the house of our God in Jerusalem. So, he's like, I can't ask for guards, so we're just going to be guards ourselves.
Sure.
I'm going to give each of you guys stuff to carry, and you are in charge of it.
Right.
And if something happens...
Y'all run in different directions.
Yeah. You're a bad guard if something happens.
Right. Yeah.
On the 12th day of the first month...
Not of Christmas. Okay.
We set out from the Ahava Canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and He protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. Yay.
That's great.
So we arrived in Jerusalem, where we rested 3 days. On the 4th day, in the house of our God, we weighed out the silver and gold and the sacred articles.
Wait. They just, like, arrived all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I could have sworn that in the last chapter, it took them, like, 5 months to get there.
Yeah.
They just made it sound like it was nothing.
Yeah. 5 months later. Okay. We arrived.
Okay.
And we rested for 3 days. What? What?
It's just, I mean, 5 months seems like there'd be a story there.
Nope. No story for you, sir.
Okay.
None. I am Ezra, and this is my story, sir.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Stop asking questions.
Sure. No.
There will be no questioning of my story,
oh,
sir.
Oh, there will, because this is my podcast. Our podcast.
On the fourth day in the house of our God, we weighed out the silver and gold and weighed the sacred articles into the hands of Merimoth, son of Uriah, the priest. Eleazar, son of Phinehas, was with him, and so were the Levites, the Jozabad, son of Jeshua, and Noadish, son of Benui. Yeah. Everything was accounted for by number and weight, and the entire weight was recorded at that time. Don't ask what it was, I'm not telling.
Right.
Then the exiles who had returned from captivity sacrificed burnt offerings to the God of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 male lambs, and as a sin offering, 12 male goats.
Okay.
But not a scapegoat, I'll have you know.
Right, right.
All this was a burnt offering to the Lord. They also delivered the king's orders to the royal satraps.
Yeah, I don't know.
And to the governors of Trans-Euphrates.
Mm.
This is
a much more like official thing that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, like there's like all these little kingdoms and things mm-hmm. happening. It's mm-hmm. completely different from the older books.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Who then gave assistance to the people and to the house of God, the end.
Ah, okay. All right. So they made their 5 month journey in like a sentence
mm-hmm.
and then they brought the gold and they got there.
They arrived.
Yep. They did that thing.
Yep.
And there was people. Lots of people.
They got the people. They went there and they arrived and they measured gold.
And they almost forgot the Levites, but didn't.
Yep.
Okay. So that was pretty much that. That was Ezra chapter 8.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we're going to be back with
Ezra chapter 9.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.